CMN Network. I stopped by there and I'm on my way to church now. I'm here by Fellas and Barbie right here. Which are left and then right. Break apart. I'm trying to paint my garage, and I'm still trying to clamp her yard, but the weather is not cooperating for either one of them. There's still a few leaves around the house, but and I got some sticks and stuff like that to pick up, and then those flowers keep on growing because of all the rain we're getting. I can't paint the garage, and after it stops raining, I'll have to wait a day or two for the bare wood to dry so I can put prime on it, and then the next day, or that it don't rain, I can start painting it.
Yeah, I know.
About 2 or 3 weeks ago, I scraped it.
Right.
Okay, marathon here on 31 and Islands, $3.99.
Crazy.
Yeah. I wish Trump would just get a bunch of nukes and just nuke Iran, and that would solve a lot of problems.
No. Not really. We still got Russia and China because they're feeding Iran money and everything else. So, yeah.
Yeah, Putin was giving them information on where our airplanes are and stuff like that, I guess.
Alrighty.
Putin's a criminal.
Yeah.
But he could get a lot of nukes to bomb China, Russia, and then Iran, and things will be... It'd be a lot better in this world.
Yeah, we'll be later on, though.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just wondering when it's going to be warm and stay warm. It wasn't bad Friday. Then yesterday it started getting cooler. And now it's cooler yet.
Oh, really? It's in the 40s right now.
Yeah, I know. I got 40 in the backyard.
I can believe it. I got to get some at my sister's house. I just turned on the 31 there by the gas station and the motel, and I got to go back. The women at the church have a quote-unquote secret society where they give each other presents. And I had the present at war. I wouldn't forget about it, and I forgot about it. So here I am going all the way back to get the present for whoever her secret sister is.
All righty, that's a bummer.
I just thought about it. Just as I got off of the freeway underneath the bridge, so, oh boy.
At least you left in plenty of time.
Yeah, but I still got more miles on my car and more gas. And if you're wrong, I won't forget it, and I forgot it.
It happens.
Fortunately, yeah. I did that.
Yeah, what was that?
Can't believe I did that. Wow.
Probably because you were in a hurry.
Sort of was, but I had it as close to where I shouldn't have forgot about it.
Yep, but you did.
Yeah, I sure did. Early enough, though, so I should be okay.
Okay, you should be fine.
Yeah, even if I'm a little bit late, I'm always early, so I'll be late for being early, really.
True. Yeah, surprised Ron's not out here to say hi to you.
Oh, really? early.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Yeah, because it seems like after you sign off, he gets on.
Oh, really? Okay. Boys, I'm just sandbagging today. Happy Easter to all. WB9WXO. Thank you, Ron. KB9KBX, happy Easter to you, too.
Ah, thanks, Ron. Yeah, I wondered if you were listening around. Happy Easter. And NYOU.
Sometimes I do. If I remember, I'll turn it on around 8:30, 2:20, and if not, then that's how I miss Jim. It's like, oh, man, it's almost 9 o'clock, so, and he's already at church, so. You know, sometimes I miss it, but today I turned it on 8:30. I was just sitting here listening.
Yeah, hey, that'll work.
Yeah, big doings today at church, huh, Jim? He's risen. Yeah, I just basically have a sermon, and I think my church in Ohio used to give the kids candy. I don't know if the church does or not, though, but I go to Lakeside Baptist, there by the curve where the speed limit slows down in Lakeville.
Them chocolate eggs.
Yeah, I remember eating candy from my Easter basket when I was a kid.
Hey, give me my Cadbury eggs.
Go, my eggs. Don't forget to go to the store tomorrow when they're half price. There you go.
Yeah, that's true.
Jelly beans. I'm here at the house, and I'll be back out in just a minute or two. I got to get that present. So, NYOU, NYBXO, this is KB9KBX. I'll be back in about 3 to 5 minutes.
All right, so when you get back, NYOU.
If you don't give an Easter Bunny a present, you get no candy.
Yeah, I guess it's what the girls do at his church. They have kind of like a Secret Santa, something like that. But so he's got a gift that he's got to give to one of the girls over there, since his sister's not going today.
At least they don't have a bad bunny at the church, if you know what I mean. Singing Puerto Rican.
Don't remind me. So what you going to be doing today, Ron? And NYOU.
And I ain't kidding. Nothing much. Just probably watch some TV, some religious shows, and have some ham and sausage. Go ahead, Jim. I got the present so I can proceed to church now.
All right, there you go. See, that's not bad. At least you remembered when you were still close to the house instead of all the way down to Lakeville.
I could have taken it tonight, though, but I think she wanted me to take it this morning, though, but I could have taken it tonight, but I thought, why not? I would just go back and get it.
Yeah, because you'd probably forget for tonight.
Not really. Go ahead, Ron. You have a big to-do at home when you get home, ham, sausage, deviled eggs, I don't know, anything like that? No, because my wife is going up to Michigan. Northeast of Grand Rapids is a small town called Ionia. North of Ionia is a really small town called Fenwick Township. That's where my daughter's boyfriend lives at, and they got two boys, and 4 and 8 months, and my wife goes up there to babysit the boys. me and my son are at the house, so I don't know what we're going to have for lunch. But she could go a little later today, but I don't know if what she's planning on going up there. But he's paying her, excuse me, $800 a month, which is $200 a week to watch the boys.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Might have to up it a little bit for gas money, though.
But then she comes home, and she's a hair stylist, so she comes home and works on... She sometimes goes up on Thursday, sometimes Friday, but she'll work on those days sometimes, and they go back up there to Fenwick. It says it's supposed to snow today.
Change my batteries, it's going dead.
Uh-oh. You're not probably supposed to snow today.
Hush it now.
But the Channel 16 weatherman says it's not going to accumulate. It'll probably melt the ground or it'll melt since it hits the ground. But it is supposed to snow today, from what he said.
Hopefully it does not.
Yeah, hopefully not, but if it does, it'll melt, so I ain't shoveling, let's put it that way.
Yeah, but still,
April. You know, and yesterday, April 4th, was my son's birthday. He's 37 now.
Goodness. Yeah, makes Grandpa feel a little old, doesn't it?
I've really got a 4-year-old grandson and an 8-month-old grandson, a 37-year-old son, and a 32-year-old daughter. And April 16th, I'm going to be 66.
Wow, you're a whippersnapper still then.
I retired whenever I was 62, because if I would work from 62 to 65, I would have only gotten like $200 or $300 more dollars from Social Security, and I had PERS. So it's like, why bother to work all that time for just a few hundred dollars? So I'll just collect PERS and enjoy the rest of my life.
Well, my wife figured it out. I retired at 62 also, and she figured it out that if I went to full retirement age, what I would miss out on, and I'd have to be 80 or 82 to break even to make up for it. So, and who knows if you live that long. So that's why I went at 62 too, to get it while you can. Yeah, you miss a couple hundred bucks more or whatever, but is it worth it? You know, look at the people that look in the obituaries and they die before 65 and they get nothing, you know. You know, some of them are waiting up 65, 67. People die in their 50s, they get nothing. And their family gets nothing.
Our Social Security likes that, but my sister, she will be 64 in June if she lives that long. But she's got 6 cents in her heart, and she's not doing good. She's in the hospital right now. She might get out tomorrow, but she's not doing good, so she may not live long enough to collect Social Security. But she acts like she just wants to work, and she probably won't retire. She'll probably just die.
To live long and prosper, as like the repeater says. So I know, but you never know when your number is up. It's on God's calendar, but it's not on ours.
Got an uncle that died at 63 years old. He had sugar diabetes so bad he had both legs cut off, and he was on welfare whenever he died, and it was a sad case.
Did he get disability then, or so early, or what? I mean, I know he died at 63, but did he get SSI?
I think so, because he was a roofer, and I think he got something. I don't know what, though, but we moved out here to South Bend, and he was in Akron, Ohio.
Well, that's something at least, but... Well, I tell you, that Social Security Administration, my father-in-law died, and he lived to, like, almost the last day of the month, And that's back when they mailed Social Security checks. And Social Security called my mother-in-law and told her not to cash that check to send it back. Can you believe that? Last check she would ever, he or whatever, get from the government, because he was passed away, and you got to mail it back. And when you look at all the fraud that goes on there, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, he should have been able to keep it because of a couple days before the end of the month. That's terrible. But yeah, I just couldn't see working it, you know, from 62 to 65 for an extra $200 to $300. It's like, really? So, if I didn't have PERF, I probably would have got until 67 or 70, but since I had PERF, that's like perfect time to retire.
I got a pension. The county has a pension instead of PERF. We have PERF for the civilian employees, but the cops, the merit employees, has a private pension, and I get that. So, yeah, I mean, it'd be hard to live just on Social Security itself, but if you got something extra, a pension or a 401k or something, or IRA or Roth IRA that you can kind of live off of if you need extra money, that's fine. But, yeah, it's doesn't make sense to, because they're going to want to raise that retirement age again, you know. They're going to want to make it 70, 75 probably, you know. That's crazy.
See, that way there will be less people, because more people will die and they'll save money. That's why what they keep on raising for. That's the Democrats that are doing that.
I call them Democrats, what they really are.
Call them Dumbocrats. It does make better sense, Democrats.
Yeah, that party was taken over. It's run by Satan, so I call them the Democrats.
That makes a lot more sense, I guess.
Well, what all they stand for... So, transgendering children and everything, that's something out of Satan's playbook.
Yeah, that is very, very true. Right before I started voting, I looked at both platforms and I seen that the Republicans are pro-military, anti-abortion, stuff like that, and the Democrats are probably the opposite. And but the Democrats say it just don't make sense. It's like, why is Trump starting a war for? Number one, it's not a war. It's the police, actually. They haven't had a war since World War II. And they don't understand the difference between a war and a police action. I mean, we can call it at a war, house of war, and not a random, but I mean, it's like, it's officially not a war.
Because it's Trump. They didn't have any problem when Obama bombed Syria and different places and Libya, and you know, they didn't have no problem with that.
What's funny too is the Americans don't like what Trump's doing, but the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and some of these other ones are telling Trump, finish the job. They want him to bomb the world out of Iran. To tell the Democrats a lot right there.
Yeah, they are. They are. We've got a lot of idiots on that Democrat side. And the things I don't like is the rhinos, too, that vote with them. And the best Democrat they got is Fetterman. He's the only one that's got, you know, he had that stroke and must have fell on his head, and he got some sense in it.
He's one of the, there's a term that I would use for him that is a rare term. He's a good Democrat. Now, how many times can you say good Democrat for?
Have they had any good Democrats? They murdered them. JFK, RFK, they all killed them, you know?
Yep, that's true. And there's been assassinations on Trump, too. And right around that time, I was talking to my pastor at church, and I said, if Rush Limbaugh was still alive, they'd probably try to kill him, too. But that was about the time that they tried to assassinate Trump.
Yeah, Rush Limbaugh was a heck of a guy. I like Dan Bongino now, but Rush Limbaugh was, yeah. Dan Bongino took over his spot when he passed away. Yeah, Rush was, I always liked listening to him.
I remember one day I was scanning the AM for news on Desert Storm, and Mike says, "Tim, take it right here." That's right. And I'm like, "Oh, rush the rock loop?" He goes, "No, just listen." I said, "Okay." I didn't know what he was talking about. So about a half hour into the broadcast, I'm like, "I like this guy. I like this guy." And Mike says, "See, I told you."
Yeah, I know. Brian, are you a podcast listener?
Nah, not really. No, it's YouTube or radio.
But the WSBT, they had 960. They used to have Rush Limbaugh and all them people on. And then they went to sports. It's like, I don't know. I got tired of listening to sports, so I don't even have 960 on my dial anymore. It's just, I don't know, I get overwhelmed with all the sports.
Real quick, before I go, I thought I'd tell you, did you know that the first Rush Room was in Mishawaka? They're the ones that started the Rush Room. The Rush Room. So, okay, first in Mishawaka. So, I gotta go, guys. I'm almost here in Lakeville. I'm at the 45 speed limit, almost at the 35. Have a good one. N9PXLW, or NIYOU. This is QB9KBX. Have a happy Easter, guys.
All right, have a happy Easter. I'm probably, hopefully, talking to you when, on your way back. And talk to you then. Go ahead, Ron. 9YOU.
Yeah, I'll be listening. Sometimes I'd always talk to him. Have a happy Easter and a good time at church. But sometimes I just sandbag. That's part of my favorite hobby.
That is your favorite hobby.
Yeah,
that
and take a nap.
That too.
Have you talked to Bob lately? UUI?
Yeah, I talked to him the other day. He's doing all right.
Yeah, I talked to him this morning on text, and happy Easter and stuff like that, and how you doing, and he's doing good. He's happily retired, but of course everybody wishes they had a little more money, but he's doing fine.
Oh yeah.
Plan today, or he's just gonna camp out at the house?
Yeah, I might go with a buddy of mine to his dad's house to get a couple things or something. But other than that, I'm probably just going to stay at home and fix some food on the grill and just take it easy.
Okay. Hey, do you like fish fries? Did you go to the one at 6 and 31 ever for the fish fry? I don't remember if I ever been there for the fish fry.
Oh, the Paz Diner?
Yeah. I don't remember what kind of fish they have and or anything. That's what I was kind of wondering.
I want to say perch, but I'm not sure. I don't remember. I don't remember what kind of fish, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and fish is awesome.
It takes a long time to get there, going on Old 31 for some reason, but yeah, I haven't been there in a while. I think they have a rib night too. Sometimes I thought I'd see it on their Facebook.
Well, that I don't know, but they have a bunch of stuff. I mean, they've got, you know, salad, all-you-can-eat salad bar, and then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, they have all-you-can-eat salad bar and hot bar, which they have, like, fried chicken and, you know, mashed potatoes gravy and, you know, a bunch of other stuff, too, in there. and then their normal stuff, and then, you know, basically get on their Facebook page and look at their specials for each day. So it's always good. I haven't had a bad meal yet over there.
Yeah, I have to check that out when I think we want to take a little road trip. But yeah, that sounds good. I think I've been there twice. But I've seen they had an all-you-can-eat rib thing, but yeah, I don't know. I like ribs, but I don't know if I could do an all-you-can-eat.
Right, right. And then Tuesdays, they have all-you-can-eat tacos, which are pretty good. But it's just... it's all in what you like and everything. I mean, it's cheap, too, so, but, yeah, I mean, you don't have to take regular 31 all the way down there. Just, you know, hop on the bypass there from where you're at and just get off on 31 and just take that new part of 31 all the way down to 6. I do that, too, sometimes. So, yeah, however you want to go.
9WXO. Yeah, that's true. Go all the way down to 6 on the bypass, on the new part of 31. Yeah, that sounds like a winner there. Sounds like a winner. But, yeah, all you can eat tacos, boy, I don't know.
CMN Network, 220.
Make out if you're a business is having all-you-can-eat spaghetti, because that fills you up so fast. I can't see anybody eating more than 2 plates. 3 if you're lucky. But, you know, hey, you go to Olive Garden when they got, you know, never-ending pasta, they give you that great big bowl at first, and then the next 2 bowls are real small. But you can still get as much as you want.
Yeah, but that's a lot of carbs. Way too many carbs.
I know, but sometimes you gotta bite the bullet when you like spaghetti. But, that's too bad that there's so much carbs in spaghetti. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's why if I have spaghetti, I don't have much at all. I mean, barely any. It just sucks, unfortunately. I mean, a lot of stuff I like, which I only eat a little bit of because it's high in, you know, high in sugar or high in carbs. And so a lot of that stuff I rarely eat anymore, unfortunately. But you know, I haven't once in a great while. But, yeah, just not a lot of it. It's a bummer. I mean, it's even like, say, like New China. I love New China, but I go there once in a blue moon, and I don't get much because it's, there's way too many carbs in there, and I don't need my sugar going up 300-400.
What you do about New China, you stay away from the orange chicken and the General Tso's souls, and you go on a Sunday, and you go to that bar in the back where they'll cook it for you. You fill up your plate with shrimp or beef and Brussels sprouts and the veggies and stuff like that. You pick out the real low-carb ingredients, and they'll cook it for you, and you can come out of there with your blood sugar less than 200.
Well, yeah, as long as you don't have them put any sauce or anything mixing in with it, because that's got the sugar in there, too, and the salt.
Well, they usually don't, but you got some 2 sauces at the end that you could put on there. And I usually put the garlic one on, the garlic sauce, because garlic is good for you. So I'll do mine with a little garlic and have them cook it up with that. But, yeah, you could walk out of there and have a good meal and not really raise your blood sugar unless you, you know, get a pile of rice you put on there to have it cook. Yeah, you see, like, pepper. Shrimp and Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. That's not high in carbohydrates. You come out fine. drink, you know, Diet Pop or iced tea or something. You'll do good.
Yeah. I usually have water because, you know, forget diet crap. Can't have that. It's all right. And I'll usually have some coffee there because, hey, it's right there. And it's already included. But, you know, if I'm going, like, to another restaurant, I just drink water because I'm not paying between $2 and $3 for a cup of coffee, and I'm not paying $2 or $3 for tea. No way.
I get the tea when I go to New China. Unsweetened tea, because I drink it plain. I don't put no sugar or nothing or sweeten low or nothing in it. I just drink it straight. But, no, I'm kind of like you. If it ain't included in the meal, like you get a meal, you can get a pop or a juice or something, or coffee, and if it's included, I'll get it. If not, I'll just do water, because, yeah, I'm not paying no $3 for a glass of pop.
Yep, exactly.
Go to that place, like, we got a senior breakfast, just a couple eggs, hash browns, and bacon, and coffee included. Or a juice included, that's the way to go. But yeah, no way I'm paying extra. Water's free.
Exactly, but I'm just waiting for the day where they're charging when they charge for water.
Better be bottled then.
It'll just be out of the tap filtered.
Seen this one movie with Dutch Duchovny or whatever his name is, Duchovny, and Mimi Rogers, I think it was. What was it called? Come to Me or Something to Me or whatever. His wife died, and Mimi Rogers got his wife's heart. She got in a car accident, and she was a heart recipient. She got his wife's heart. And they're at a restaurant, and she was a waitress, and the company was with this other woman, and she was really a, you know what, with the B word. And I don't want this water. I want bottled water and all this other stuff and this and that. And so she went and got a bottle of water, dumped it out, and filled it up with tap water. But the guy's boyfriend was coming by, and he seen her doing it, and he was just laughing.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that.
The movie was Return to Me, and it was a real good movie. It was a real good movie, but that was funny.
Oh, I bet.
Working on a project. His wife worked at a zoo. I don't know what she did at the zoo, but he was in construction. He was doing a project of building an ape cage or an ape, you know, where the apes live and stuff outside. And Richard Allen Greer, the black guy, he was the veterinarian, supposedly. He was in the movie, and they became friends and everything. And it was real good. If you ever get a chance to watch Return to Me, you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'll have to.
I'll let you go. I just wish you guys a happy Easter. I'll have the 220 on for a little bit and see if Jim comes back in about an hour or so. And I'll be monitoring. N9YOU, WB9WXO. And one of these days, Jim will get my call sign right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what you mean there. Alrighty. Yeah, we'll talk at you later. And happy Easter, and have a good day. We'll talk at you later on WB9WXO and 9YOU.
You too, 7-3.
CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Ah, there you are. NINYOU.
Since I left church, it got really windy outside, and it's a little bit hard to keep the car on the road.
Yeah, I hear it.
2 degrees, so it's still cold outside with that wind blowing. It makes it feel probably in the higher 70s. 30s, I mean, 30s.
Yeah, that's true.
So what are you up to today?
I don't know. I might go with Ryan, go to his dad's house for a few. But I'm just going to mainly just be here and cook on the grill.
There you go. Cook it the way you like it.
That's right.
I don't know what I'm going to do today because my wife, she comes in every weekend because she works at a salon, and she plans all of her customers for like Friday and Saturday, and that way she can go back up there to watch my grandsons, and so she comes back and forth. I don't know if she's home now or not, or she cooks up, or Brandon cooks up, or if I just kind of find something to eat.
Yeah, you probably end up finding something to eat in the house.
Yeah, well, Brandon may have cooked something, and I don't know what time my wife is going to leave, too. Sometimes she leaves right around noon, 1 o'clock, and other times she's left by 3 or 4 o'clock.
Alrighty.
There's a lot of water here in the farmer's fields. They talked about it on Channel 16 yesterday.
I know. I was down there yesterday.
It's to the point where it's 45 miles per hour.
Yeah, alrighty.
Yeah, let's go out to eat tomorrow and get our burrito, and it's your turn to drive. I drove last week, so it's your turn.
Alrighty. Yeah, so are you going to go straight home or are you going to go to the cemetery?
Here right now, but I still can talk to you well. I'm the biggest sound. A lot of times whenever it's chilly like this or cold, I don't get out of the car. I just look at the stone while I'm talking to you sometimes. A bit older than what your parents were whenever they passed.
All right.
Dad was 81 and Mom was 79. And Dad died in April, and he hung around till they've been married 53 years, so they almost make 53. So they say they were married 53 years. Mom was born in 37 and died in 16. Dad was born in 31. He died in 12, so Dad died first. And what's funny here, special tombstone, just to we know those people. They were with the community back. Well, we know them, and they had a daughter, she married a guy, and they were missionaries to Germany, and they had two other sons. So we know them, and that's funny that just a few stones down is another couple that does it that we know from Community Baptist.
Oh, That's cool.
Right next to somebody that we know. That's weird. I'm leaving. Now, like you said, I'm not going to bother to get out of the car because of the cold wind it is. It's cold outside. Not really cold, you know, but I still got my winter coat and hat on, mainly because of the wind. But where it's 40-some degrees, that's cold to me. That's where I wear a winter coat.
Right.
So I did put my gloves away from the window, though, because I'm done with those. That dollar store there in Lakeville, they need to, last fall they repaired the parking lot. Well, those same holes are popped up now. They need to fix it again because it's just, they put that asphalt down and that stuff just doesn't work too good.
Sounds just like they need to replace the whole parking lot.
Yeah, but it's all asphalt, though, but there's some there, and same with the credit union. They had done asphalt, and there are some craters there, like whenever I pull in the car, I'm thinking, break a tie rod or something.
Yeah, well, there are some roads that need attention badly.
Yep, that's true. Parts of Ewing and parts of Maine and Michigan, it's just like a bumpy ride. It's like, gee whiz.
And not as bad as just... Yeah, yesterday wasn't bad.
Of 31, we're at 45, and Cursor, as usual, that guy there's going to play about 60 to 65. Put police here more often and ticket these people. That would slow them down.
Well, when we don't have enough officers, you can't do that, but they'll do it anyway.
No, that's true. They probably don't.
Well, look at the city. That's county right there. Look at the city. I don't have much either. You know, I've been going down Main Street or Michigan now. Heck, they passed you in the turning lane.
Yep. Like a lot of people say, stupid does as stupid is.
Now, it might not work out for them one day.
Really? Right on the Barbie Street, and this guy in the black GMC, he didn't want to slow down, so he got over in the left lane so he didn't have to slow down. It's too inconvenient for him to slow down.
Yeah, I know. Go figure.
Yep. And that's supposed to rain today for a change from what my phone showed.
Yeah, it don't look like it.
Looks like it, but from the radar, it doesn't show anything, where it shows Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and it doesn't show any rain for today, but it's a dark, dreary day, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, at least it's not doing the other thing.
Yeah, they say it's not supposed to. It's not supposed to stick, though, but they're saying that it is supposed to snow today or tomorrow. I think today.
Hopefully it won't.
Yeah, I agree, but if it is, it'll melt, and we won't need to shovel it as far as what they said.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like I said, I got my gloves put away, and I still got the shovels leaning on the snowblower, but in a few weeks I'm going to put the shovels on a hook in the at the corner of the garage, so they'll be out of the way, and then I can run the gasoline out of the snowblower.
Yeah, alrighty.
It's going to have to help me fix the snowblower. The throttle adjustment, the handle broke off. I still can move it, but it's very hard to, but I bought that, and we're going to have to fix it, and I says, don't worry about it, sometime this summer.
Alrighty.
You're in front of James Monroe School.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you guys will have something good to eat.
Well, I bought some fish, and I got some stuff I can eat, and there's a container of green beans and corn and stuff in there, so I'll be able to find something to eat.
Alrighty.
Right here on Erskine, he's blown his lease right down the street. There's Fairview.
And you're going to turn on Odd Guild. Well, you are. Don't surprise me that you're doing that.
He knows he's not supposed to. But you put him in the street. I mean, really, come on.
Well, it's just as bad as them blowing the snow in the street.
I've seen a few people do that, too. That's stupider than leaves. I'm just now crossing the high street, so I'm very close to my alley. Catch you later. N9YOU, KB9KDX.
All right, I'll get you later. You going tonight?
Yes.
All right, I'll talk to you then, probably. KB9KDX and 9YOU.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
KB9 ORJ Mobile.